You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic is about database reactivation. It's something that most businesses do not focus on. And unfortunately, that's leaving a lot of money on the table. In fact, database reactivation can actually increase profits up to 95%. So we have a very special guest today. He's a digital marketing expert. His name is Patrick Smith. He's an innovative business coach and has 30 years of experience. He's a speaker and an author, and he focuses on empowering small business owners like yourself to be able to embrace smart digital marketing practices. Work smarter, not harder, right? Another fun fact about Patrick is that he is an RV digital nomad. He is out there cruising around the United States in his RV and making money while doing so just because he's able to do his business remotely. And he teaches others how to do it as well. So if that's a dream of yours, you might want to reach out to Patrick. So without further ado, please help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Patrick Smith.
Hey, Michelle. Awesome to chat and see you again. Always fun to be here with Tech with Heart.
We are thrilled that you're going to talk to us about something that not enough people are talking about, and that is database reactivation. Can you explain to us and our listeners what it is?
Sure. So database reactivation, if you went to Google and Googled it, is basically a campaign that allows you to reactivate existing customers who you haven't done any business with for a while, or anyone who's expressed interest in your business from a lead source you might have done, an ad, those kind of things, but they didn't engage with you. Okay, so there's two types of prospects. Those are the leads that you've never purchased, or excuse me, that have never purchased from you, but initially engaged with you somehow. And then there's those leads that purchased from you, but haven't done business with you in a long time. We call those lapsed customers. Now, there's a couple of stats that I'd like to share with you. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. We love statistics.
Sure. So cool thing to know, when it comes to database reactivation, Harvard Business Review did a study. And what they said was, if you can increase your customer retention by 5%, it will increase your profits up to 95%. So only by getting 5% more engagement from those prospects that you already have obtained, you can increase your profits by 95%. Another cool stat, up to 14 times greater success for your business, because the probability of selling to an existing customer is 60 to 70%, whereas the probability of selling to a new customer is only 5 to 20%. So we go out and spend all that money to get new customers, and they are the ones that we have the hardest time converting into really paying customers. And then Invest did a study that said it can cost 5 times more to attract a new customer than it does to retain an existing customer, which is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you're basically saying, obviously, re-engaging or engaging on a regular basis with those that you've already got into your funnels or your workflows or et cetera, or at least in your database, is a much smarter business move or strategy than trying to consistently going after new clients. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's kind of a fine line between database reactivation and nurturing campaigns, if you will. Okay. So one of the biggest things that we've seen, and let me back up, back in the late 80s, early 90s, in one of my companies, I was spending an insane amount of money for print advertising. Internet didn't exist. So we were buying all the inside cover of magazines and the right-hand thumb position and all of that print stuff. I canceled all of that, and I put all my time and energy into communicating with my existing clients and those that I'd done business with in the past. And I called it at that time, I called it my 21-day touch program, because every 21 days I talked to them and created that engagement, kept that engagement going. And I took that company from two guys, me and my twin brother, are sitting in a little office in Folsom, California, to offices in two states and doing business all over the United States just from that 21-day touch program. That's how powerful this can be.
So a lot of people are, I recognize that strategy. Some people refer to it as a nurturing sequence to keep your lists engaged. People who sign up for your list, whether it be a newsletter or whether they opted in for an offer at some point in time, those are lists that you develop. Am I correct?
Yeah, and part of it is being proactive, okay, and how you do it, okay? So the difference really between just a basic nurture campaign, which is in a way a billboard, it's like, hi, I'm here, I'm still alive, you know, and a proactive campaign where you're trying to go out there and really get that person that you're communicating to re-engage with you. It's really powerful in reactivation for those people who have never done business with you. That's the more powerful place for reactivation. Nurture campaigns are great for people who you've done business with but have kind of faded away. You use kind of the reactivation portion of that for the nurture campaign. So can I give you a few stats about what Chet Holmes talks about in his buyer's pyramid?
Oh, absolutely.
So Chet Holmes, who's unfortunately not with us anymore. If you went to the website and looked at his buyer's pyramid, it's been around for a really long time. And it's kind of the go-to thing when it comes to buyers and conversions and those kind of things. And what Chet Holmes' buyer's pyramid states is that no matter what business you're in, no matter what product or service you're selling, only 3% of active buyers are ready to buy today. So that means no matter what your company is, when you go to communicate with that person, only 3% of those new people are ready to, some people call it ready, willing, and able. They're ready to make a decision right now. There's 7% of the people that could be swayed by marketing and your communication and things to do business with you today. But the other 90%, out of those, they're not going to make a decision right now, okay? They're not going to listen to your message. And it was really kind of interesting. The way that they break it down is in the buyer's pyramid is of that 90, 30% are interested but not ready. 30% just don't have a need for your product or service. And 30% are interested in your particular company, which is, oh, oops. So when you're out as a business owner and you're out spending money and marketing and advertising and trying to bring in new leads, one of the things that's going to happen is not everybody's going to convert. 3 to 7% of those people possibly. So I like to ask new business owners when I'm chatting with them, do you know, Mr. Business Owner, what your conversion rate is? What percentage of leads that you have are turning into active customer? And then what are you doing with the rest? What are you doing with the other 90% or 97% that you've already spent money to try to bring them into your sphere of influence, if you will? You paid money to get their contact information or get them to come to your website. What do you do with them?
You know, you bring up such a valid point that just, again, not very many business coaches even are talking enough about, in the sense that you are literally leaving so much money on the table by not having some sort of a nurturing or just, you know, relationship marketing kind of presence inside of your database. And I know that you and Tech with Heart, you know, we've partnered up because we both believe so much in empowering small businesses to work smarter, not harder, while keeping that human relationship at the forefront of what we do and how we do it, so that people are connecting with people and relationships are getting built and trust is getting established, so that we can do business and help each other do business without letting automation and AI perhaps take away the need for each other. But we, you and I, Tech with Heart Foundation, we embrace technologies like AI and automation to make some of these things happen and be happening behind the scenes, so that you don't have to remember, oh, I wake up today and all of a sudden I have to email 80 people because I didn't email them last week. You know, so there's automations that that can be set in place. And I know that you're kind of like the guru in that regard. And so I want you to share a little bit more beyond. So let's talk about that 90%. So you said it's super important to understand that approximately only 3% of people are ready to buy at the time that you have something that they need, right? So that's such a super small amount. And then there's perhaps 7% that you could influence to buy because maybe they're close to being ready and so they want to look into it. It's so important using automation to be able to segment the different reactions and responses to messages. And that's a part of what automation can do for small business owners. But let's go on and talk more about what do you do with that remaining 90% of those contacts that aren't quite ready to do anything with what you've been putting out there so far?
Sure, and because that's the frustrating part when it comes to spending money on marketing and advertising and those kind of things, because the average business person doesn't understand that they spend all this money to bring in all these leads and they get hundreds of leads, but only this little piece maybe do anything. So out of those other 97%, there's really five steps that we teach to convert those into purchasing clients or move them up into a decision-making person. Those five steps start out with step number one is you have to gather all your contacts together. And surprisingly enough, this is probably one of the biggest areas that almost most of the local business owners that I deal with stumble in. They're the electricians and the salon owners and the plumbers and everybody else that I talk to, the auto mechanics. It's like, well, how many people do you have in your database? I don't know. What's the database? So you need to kind of know where are your contacts. You just spent all of this time and money to send them to your website or to answer an email campaign or to do something. Where are those people? Where are the people that you've done with business with in the past? Where are they kept? So you want to gather those people together in some kind of a CRM, a contact relationship manager, some kind of even if you have it in an Excel spreadsheet or QuickBooks, your point of sale system is a great place to go to gather that. Because if they paid you on a credit card, you probably got all of their contact information and don't even know you have it. Okay. I even have clients who run their whole business and they come to me, I go, so where's your database? And it's in a spiral bound notebook sitting on their desk. Really hard to automate a spiral bound notebook. So first you got to gather those contacts. Then you have to, step number two is to craft your offer. What is the offer that you want them to do? And you want to make that offer as compelling as you can get. You want to make that offer so amazing that they would go, I'm crazy not to push the click button or click the button. Okay. So realize you could craft a really compelling offering and it's not something that you're going to have to give to everybody. Okay. So some people complain about, well, I can't give away that. Well, you're only doing it for 30 days or 10 days or whatever time. You can put time limits on these offers. You can put restrictions on these offers so you're not locked into them, you know? So, but make it a compelling offer.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revelio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Step three is prepare your message. And the message that you want to go out has to be, you kind of look at how you're going to send it. Are you going to send it a text message or an email? Today, there's a thing called A2P, which you, if you don't know about, you need to communicate with somebody about, like me. But on starting, I think it was last August, the government of the United States said that if you're going to send out text messages to other people from your business, you need to be approved by the government to be able to do that. Otherwise, you can really mess up your system. So you want to prepare that message. And one of the tips is when you're preparing that first message is just get a reply. You're not trying to get them to do anything else. So if you're sending out a text message on the very first one, it's going to be, hi, is this Michelle? All you want you to do, Michelle, to do is click back yes. That's all. Because now you've started a communication. That very first one, really simple. Don't put any links in it. Step four is to send that message out. And the big mistake that people make is they go out and buy a list of a whole bunch of email accounts or a whole bunch of phone numbers or a whole bunch of tech, and they send it out to thousands of people. Do not do that. Not a good idea. For multiple reasons, you're going to get spammed. You're going to have issues. But also, what happens if they respond? One of the problems that you can have is what happens if you get 100 new leads tomorrow? I was talking to a guy that was a pizza shop owner, and he put the database reactivation campaign into his pizza shops without thinking about that, and offered this killer deal on his new pizza shop that he just bought and sent it to 5,000 people in the area. He had lines going out the door of his pizza shop for hours. Had to call in everybody he knew to try to make the pizza. He was slamming through people. Customers were getting mad. So all of a sudden, he took a positive thing and turned it into a negative, because now he's getting negative reviews because he can't even provide the product fast enough. And that's what happened to him. So we suggest keep it down to around 150 leads going out a week to start with, okay? And then step five is to manage the follow-up. And that's where Michelle talked about the automations. You really need to automate your conversation, your sales, your onboarding systems, and your follow-up so that you don't have to think about it, and it's consistent and clean, and you keep all of those things together. So one of the things that, you know, I like to ask people is, like, they've already generated leads. They've already done this. So I want to ask you this question. You know, business owner, what would it do to your bottom line if you could go back to all of those prospects that you already had or people that you paid to get a lead from and convert even one quarter of those prospects? How would that increase your return on ad spend or your return on investment? Because you're not paying any more money to get the people. You're just staying in touch with them with text messages and emails, which are typically free.
Wow, you gave us so much value there in that list of the things that you would need to focus on when you do a database reactivation campaign. And I want to, again, thank you for sharing your insights with us. What I heard was the importance of getting all of your contacts under one location so that you can segment them, right? Tag them based upon, you know, were they a past customer? Are they a potential customer because of this or that? And so that's one of the tools within automation that you can do to help you identify what message goes to whom is by applying tags. And the more you talked about, like, crafting the offer and then obviously taking into account, like, what if everybody did take action on the offer so that you're not left in lurch. I often talk to clients about that as well. Like, well, are you ready to receive that much kind of, you know, traction? Traction meaning people are engaging and they're taking action with whatever you're offering. Are you poised for that level of success? Making pizzas is much different than, say, offering an ebook or a really super reduced price for a product or a service that you're offering. So yes, knowing all of these things is so key. We are literally trying to help small business owners work smarter, not harder, without having to hire a team of 15 people to do it. And that is why I'm so excited about partnering up with somebody like Patrick, because of his caliber of being able to implement certain systems on behalf of the small business owner who's looking to start leveraging technology and just smart marketing practices. Smart marketing practices does not necessarily mean you have to dump a lot of money into advertising. You can potentially get a lot of revenue just out of the people you've already been in contact with over the lifetime that you've been in business, which I know I speak to many small business owners who have been doing this for 30 something years, and they still don't have some of these basic systems in place. So Patrick, I know you shared a lot, and we really do want to like show people how they can even reach out to you and maybe have a consultation, can identify where should they start. And then I know you also do have a system that you could potentially get them started with to get some of these things rolling. You can talk to them about that. What is a way for people to reach out to you, Patrick?
Well, the best way to talk to me in personally is go to meetpatricksmith.com. That's nice and easy to remember. Just meetpatricksmith.com. You can go there, schedule a one-to-one Zoom call with me, and we'll just chat about what your goals and needs are, and I'll help you kind of try to figure those things out. Work together, you and I, Michelle, as you know, with our Empower system. So I would love to have people stop by there and get more details.
Go ahead and explain a little bit real quick, like what our Empower system includes. So remember, if you're listening to this episode right now and you are a small business owner who knows that you've got about 30 years worth of contacts and you just need help getting them organized to the point where you're actually able to start reactivating certain relationships within that database. It's very overwhelming at times for those who don't have that mindset or that their brain doesn't work in that super logical, like, let's just break it down step by step by step. What's the message? Blah, blah, blah. It's a lot. And so, again, Tech with Heart Foundation, being a nonprofit that really loves to enlighten and empower, have partnered up with Patrick to provide a solution. It's not just enough to always learn about what you should do. It's what do you need to do to take that next step and do something with this information. And that's what Patrick has put together. So go ahead, Patrick. How can people go take a look at what it is that essentially you're able to do for them through the Empower package that we put together?
I'm assuming you're going to put the website link on here, but the Empower package that we have is a combination of two different things, really. One is the Tech with Heart networking group, which is fantastic. Great way to network with other business owners and learn and engage with business owners like yourself and make sure that you're focused in the right environment. And also give back Tech with Heart, if you don't know, have some amazing stuff that they do. So check them out on that. The other portion of it is our software systems. And in that system, in the Empower system, you can pretty much replace, I would say, 95% of any software you currently own. I literally have seen people be spending $1,000, $1,500 a month in all these different pieces of software and get it down to one place that they go where all of that happens at the same time for. With the special deal that we're running on the empowerment system, it's so cheap, you need to just go look at it. I don't want to quote it because I don't know how long that price is going to be there, but it's an amazingly killer deal. This is one of those you need to push the button kind of a deal. But what we do with the empowerment system is at first, we want to help you focus on those four core things to help you grow your company, which would be the database reactivation, getting your contacts into a CRM, which is part of the system, being able to create the automations to be able to send out the messages, be able to have the landing pages, websites, everything that you need is included in there. All of the links, all the forms, all the calendars, everything you need for database reactivation, all the automations. Also, we include in that system our missed call text back program, which allows us to take phone calls that people might have called and you couldn't answer the phone and move those people into your database reactivation program because now you've captured their phone number. And you may not even talk to them, but we can capture their information. Okay. We also have some AI things that are built into there with our chat widgets and chat bots that are amazing to carry on that conversation for your customers while you're going on. And just staying on top of all of those needs of your business so that you don't have to think about it. The idea is we build it once, we create the automations, we create these text messages and email campaigns that go back out, and you just continue doing your business just like you're doing and let the automation take it over. So you have a chief marketing officer who's working for you 24/7 and you don't have to pay them a salary or vacation time or EDD or any of the other stuff. So
no, when it's just really, it's just such a breath of fresh air to like think about the fact that you don't necessarily have to spend so much money running ads. And sometimes a lot of small business owners spend so much money running ads, but they don't have that whole back end funnels, systems, CRMs, and database reactivations and nurturing campaigns in place to take advantage of those 90% that won't buy at the time that you're running the ad. It's just astounding. It just, again, think smarter, work smarter, and just not harder, and really utilize your money well. Small business owners don't tend to have a ton of money to just blow out to advertisements that don't result in any kind of return. So I do encourage you to reach out to Patrick. If you want to check out this empowerment package that we put together, it's called empowermybiz.com, and that biz is B-I-Z, so empowermybiz.com. You'll go and you can see all the different things that we're able to provide for you in the system. But on that page, you're also going to see plenty of buttons and opportunities to talk with our team. And Patrick would be very happy to meet with you and identify, you know, where you're at, what you have, what you've been doing, and help you figure out how to create clarity on the workflows that are going to be needed to, in order to do this database reactivation. So I do encourage you there. Patrick, is there a thought or phrase you want to leave upon those that are tuning in right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to say is the reason that I do this is I've been in your shoes. Okay. I started my first company with my twin brother in 1988, and I had to learn all this the hard way. And it was a struggle. And I spent way too much money and way too much time trying to do it all myself and totally lost. And then as I became successful and things happened, I was able to start sharing that with other people. And that's my joy today. I get to travel around the country and help small business owners like you because I enjoy it. That's what makes me feel good. So when you make an appointment with me, I have never ever had anybody that came to one of my meetpatricksmith.com appointments and didn't walk away going, what? That is like fire hose. So, because I get excited and I will tell you all kinds of fun stuff and we will have a great time. And my joy is to create a relationship with other business owners like you so we can all work together. And I know that's Michelle's heart as well, is to bring business owners together so that we're all working together. So you're not alone.
Right. Because oftentimes many small business owners, they know kind of that they need to move towards embracing technology and doing it better, working smarter, not harder. But the thing that I love so much about what we're doing with this partnership with Patrick and us through My Biz Suite, which is the software system that he's created, is that we are able to provide small business owners with that community support, that sensation that you're not on an island all by yourself trying to do all these things. No, you've got a crew and you've got community support, and you've got encouragement and continual enlightenment. We continue and continue and continue to enlighten the small business owners who join the Tech with Heart Network. So I do invite you to just go take a look at who we are, techwithheartnetwork.com, and learn about what we're doing. And we offer free online events where you can come and attend a virtual event and learn from business experts like Patrick. And then you could also hear from our business experts that I interview on the Tech with Heart show. So there are many ways to be enlightened. And then obviously we are really want to move that needle for you. So we want to take you to that next step, which is implement what you just learned. Let's empower you to do that and not feel so scared or so uncertain about your own skills to be able to embrace such technology. We're here to get it going for you. We really, really believe in empowering your success through providing some of those bigger barriers and breaking them down. And so that's who we are. Techwithheartnetwork.com. You can check out the empowermybiz.com offer that we have for this, you know, partly of this database reactivation, but so much more that we can do to help your small business look as if it's a very large business, but you don't necessarily have to add that much staff because technology can actually do quite a bit for you. So thanks for tuning in today. Here is to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.